making sure that they do a good job tackling. It's been a big emphasis against this team. I'm sure it's a big emphasis every week, but especially so this week.
Well, especially so this week because the Patriots do a really good job of underneath coverage. They have guys who really catch and run really well. The backs, the tight ends, the matchups underneath, they catch, they make people miss. They try to match up with your linebackers and safeties, and they feel like their guys are pretty good. And tackling is something we've been really outstanding about all year. This last game against Miami, we didn't do so well, and it kind of stands out, especially when something that we've taken a lot of pride in. So I really feel like our emphasis and what we do well matches up well with what they try to do.
Do they do a lot to fool you and trick you, or are they just so good in their execution that sometimes you even know what's coming and they just execute it anyway?
Oh, they're really good execution. If you go back to New England Patriots 5, 6, 8 years ago, they're kind of doing a lot of the most similar things, but they do what they do really well. They're a fine-tuned machine. Everyone knows exactly what their role is. Guys know exactly what's expected of them. Obviously, the quarterback is the heart and soul and the one that makes that train run. But really, really good players, really understanding what their role is and play well against the leverage, run after catch, tough, and playmakers. They make plays.
What do you see from them in regard to how multiple they are out of 12 personnel?
Well, just like most teams with good tight ends. The tight ends have the ability to run and catch, have the ability to block, ability to do a lot of things, spread out and act like wideouts and try to get matchups on your safeties and linebackers. So it's very similar to what most teams do with tight ends who are longer and receiver types, but they just seem to do it better than everybody else.
What stands out with Gronk? Do you watch Gronk on film? What makes him special?
Well, you it's quite obvious. You watch the film. He's big, usually bigger than everybody else, so that kind of helps. And he combines that with good talent. And he wants the ball. And he's the type of guy that you give him the ball comes near him, he's going to catch it. He's going to make plays. So you combine the ability with the size, with the attitude, and with the playmaking ability, and just the durability, able to play hurt and the things that he's been able to play through, you have the makings of a good football player.
So adding to that, what kind of element does Martellus Bennett present? It's kind of like a two-headed monster inside him.
Absolutely. Then he comes in at the same time. He's a guy that can block and can catch, smart, has been around, knows the system. And then you'll see more two tight end sets now because he's back. So it's important that we understand that, the different challenges that he brings now that he's back on the team.
This is a type of opponent from a personnel standpoint where having Obi, who I know has missed a lot of time, his skill set to match up with tight ends and man coverage, certainly with the options that the Patriots have in that regard. Is he ready for the matchup that these Patriots pose?
Well, like you said, Obi, that's kind of the idea you had when we brought Obi in. He's a guy that long, fast, has ability to match up with the bigger, longer tight ends. And again, he hasn't been able to be available for us as opposed to he got back for us last week. So we're expecting him to step up. This is the world champions, the guys who have been doing it really well for a long time. So Obi is going to get introduced at a high level. But Obi is very confident. He's been pretty good at what he's been able to do for a long time. So we're expecting him to play at a high level and accept the challenge.
Does a guy like Brady with the pedigree and the reputation that he has bring any sort of, intimidation factor in when he steps in the field because he's so accomplished? Or does that not happen in the NFL?
Well, we all kind of watch the film. When we're not in Super Bowl, we're all at home watching him and the games that he comes back on. So anytime you play well for a long period of time like he has, you gain a level of respect. So I don't know if it's about awe. It's more about respect. And with the guy's been able to do it for as long as he's been able to do it, it's a lot of respect. So it makes us, you know, it makes us practice harder. It makes us work harder. It makes us emphasize leverage and tackling. It makes us emphasize being on the same page, which you do for all games. But at the same time, anytime you play the top teams who have played at a high level for a long time, it's important that you want to see how you match up to what they're doing. So, you know, Brady's highly respected, and at the same time, you know, we want to show that, you know, we play ball too.
You played with Steve Young at the top of his game, Troy Aikman at the top of his game, Hall of Fame guys. What did having those guys do for those teams, for you guys?
Well, you just always know you're always in it. You know, there's a guy that is very confident, very capable of always throwing the big play. He surrounded himself by players who really believe in the ball getting to him. You know, I played Brady a couple years ago in the Super Bowl with Seattle, and we played very well against him. So I've had some success against him, so I have a good feel for what can be done and what cannot be done. It's just a matter of having the right emphasis and the ability to make the plays. But having a guy like that on the team who's capable of at any point of throwing a deep ball, capable of any point of getting the ball to the right players at the right time, he understands who's around him. He understands how to get the guys, the ball to the guys, and he's he's got a long resume of doing it well.
Everyone says, you know, to beat Tom Brady, got to make him uncomfortable. With as many looks and schemes as he's seen over the years, you're probably not going to trick him. Is it all about just being physical with him?
Right, he's seen it all. You got to make plays. You got to get him off the spot. Sometimes you got to make him think. Sometimes you got to make plays. You have to knock the ball away from the receivers. You have to tackle really well. You have to put together a really solid game because they're going to test everything that you're doing. They have a certain formula that works well for them. And you have to understand that formula and find ways to, you know, to try to make them get out, off rhythm.
Jack pointed out yesterday that part of that is generating kind of a pass rush on Brady. And do you feel like why do you feel like maybe in some previous games, like in Miami, there maybe hasn't been as much pressure as you guys have wanted? And what can you guys do Sunday to generate more?
Well, it's just a matter of the coverage and the rush working together. The rush, has to get off, has to have a really good rush plan along with the coverage. You know, you go back to the Miami game for us, you know, if you just try to chart, you know, how fast the ball was coming out, it was 1.5, 2.1. The ball's coming out really fast. So a lot of times you can't get there in that fast of a time. So it's important that the coverage holds up to make the quarterback go to a second read, which now goes to 2 seconds, 3 seconds. And then that's when the rush can be able to get there. So it's important that across the board, you know, the defensive linemen understand their role, the secondary understands their role, and we work together to get a successful play.
You expend a lot of energy on the sideline as a coach. You know, you're vocal on the sideline. Do you have to pace yourself at 7,200 feet elevation?
You just play your game. You know, you just play your game. There's, you know, science helps us out. There's oxygen mask, then there's rest, and there's water. But you have to play your game. You have to coach your game, no matter what the surroundings.
It's one of those games where you know you're going to have to be at your best, and if you can get there, you have a chance to win, and not only that, but then sort of catapult what this team could be throughout the course of the season. You guys see it like that?
Absolutely. I mean, at this point, it's about winning, and I think we understand the winning formula. It's a matter of being consistent. You know, so many times we look so amazing, you know, out of half of football or three quarters of football. We have to do it consistently for four quarters, and there's no question. There are teams that have been 4-5 that have gone to the championship games. There are teams that are 4-5 that have played really well, and we just want to make sure that we're one of those teams. And there's no question, wins and start stacking wins is a snowball effect, and we just have to win one game at a time, and then continue to build our confidence.
Chance to speak to you since Garyon was placed on season injured reserve. Obviously, a tough rookie season for him, just didn't have the luck to be able to get on the field.
Right.
What did you see from him when he was on the field, not just his two games, but more so, I guess, over the course of the spring when he was getting going?
Well, it's hard to tell because Garyon was new to us, so it's hard to tell exactly what healthy looks like to him. Because he came in, obviously, no one's really sure what was going on with him, but long, fast. I think that the game that we got out of him against the Jets, you know, early in the season, goes up and makes a play. So we know what he's capable of. We scouted him really well coming out of college, and he's the type of guy, long and fast, and really cares about ball and playmaking. He's our kind of guy. It's just a matter of, you know, playing this game, you have to be available. You have to be healthy. You have to be out there every week. That's the difference between, you know, the really good players who play a long time like Brady and the guys who have the ability to not be as durable. So what he has is the right stuff. It's a matter of being available for us, and he's doing everything he can at this point to, you know, to get healthy and get back.
You talked about the opportunity that Obi has this week. Can you just go back on his debut and kind of what you took from his play?
Well, Obi's he's a fun character. He's long, and I think if you put together your ultimate football player, I mean, if you stand next to that guy and you look at him from afar, he looks perfect. You know, he's long and fast and has the right attitude. He's really smart. He loves ball, loves practice, and he's in the meeting room. He wants to see all the film. He does all that stuff. So, you know, now, hey, guy, can you carry that over to the field? And that's kind of where we are now. You know, continue growing, continue learning. You look great. You know, now let's make that into playing great. And I think that all you can do at this point is get more reps, more time on the field, you know, more experience. And we sometimes things are going to be the first time for him. And I think he's the type of guy that learns so quick. He's going to have some first-time learning situations, but he's not going to be an error repeater. He's so smart that, you know, he's going to learn fast. And he's so fast that sometimes any mistakes he makes, his length and his speed makes up for that. That's why you like him long and fast, because sometimes things aren't perfect, but your speed and your attitude and your length and your ability makes up for any mistakes that you may make.
Does he remind you of any other players you coached before?
Well, he hasn't played enough. You know, I need some more. I need some more plays. I need some more time. You know, you know, I played for 13 years and I've been around this game for a long time, so he's got a few plays to make before he starts being compared to the good ones.